Virginia Republican Congressman Bob Goodlatte wants a balanced budget amendment added to the U.S. Constitution. So he's written one, and he's introduced it in the House more than once. Goodlatte's measure would allow Congress some flexibility in certain circumstances, and that's caused his Democratic colleague, Bobby Scott, to say the amendment is pointless because it doesn't really require a balanced budget. Warren Fisk with PolitiFactVirginia.com has considered Congressman Scott's criticism. Warren, does it hold up under scrutiny?
Well, Congressman Scott's focusing on two provisions in the bill. One of the exceptions would allow Congress, by a majority vote, to waive the balanced budget requirement if the U.S. was involved in a conflict that poses, quote, an imminent and serious threat to our national security. The other exception says that Congress may waive the balanced budget requirement for any reason at all by a three-fifths vote in each chamber. Congressman Scott says that that means that the amendment, and I quote, doesn't say you have to pass a balanced budget. It says you need a three-fifths vote to pass a budget that's not balanced. The intent of Congressman Goodlatte's bill is to require a balanced budget. A number of economists told us that the escapes or loopholes in the bills set a high threshold for waiving the balanced budget requirement. Congressman Scott, you know, while he says that the bill has more holes than the Titanic, also opposes the rigor that the bill would impose on spending. We think that Congressman Scott's kind of making a narrow semantic argument about the bill that ignores the obvious, and the obvious being that the bill at its core would require a balanced budget. We rated Congressman Scott's claim mostly false.
Here's another Virginia congressman, Eric Cantor, speaking on Fox News about a Democratic plan to raise the debt ceiling.
Harry Reid's plan is basically giving the president a blank check and giving him what he wants, a blind increase of the debt ceiling, to spend money the way he wants.
Now, the bill Congressman Cantor was talking about was not the same bill that was ultimately enacted. But, Warren, what about the specter of the blank check? That's one that seems to keep coming up.
Speaker Boehner used it 2 weeks ago in a nationally broadcast address to the American people. Now the Political Action Committee of Karl Rove, who was George W. Bush's political advisor, is running TV commercials stressing the poor state the economy is in, and with a kicker line, quote, it's time to take away Obama's blank check. But is it true that the president has a blank check? No. Only Congress can appropriate money. President Obama or any other president can only spend what Congress gives him. It's a constitutional requirement, and none of the debt ceiling plans that circulated or any bill that's before the U.S. Congress now proposes to change that constitutional requirement. We asked Eric Cantor's office last week what the majority leader meant in saying the president has a blank check, and we were told that he was speaking metaphorically. They didn't present a single fact to back their claim up, and in light of that, PolitiFact Virginia rated the statement false.
Warren, thanks for talking with us today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.